The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Tax season has arrived, and doing taxes without the right help can feel overwhelming. Intuit TurboTax is here now to guide you through it with confidence. Match with a TurboTax full-service expert who handles everything for you from start to finish. Your dedicated expert checks every single deduction and credit to help you get the best possible outcome so you can feel confident you're getting every dollar you deserve. And the best part? You'll see real-time updates on your expert's progress right on your phone while you live your life. Plus, you get unlimited expert help at no extra cost, even on nights and weekends during tax season. Visit TurboTax.com. Only available with TurboTax Full Service Experts. Real-time updates only on iOS mobile app.
Hey, everybody. This is a members preview for today's members episode. If you want to hear the whole thing and you're listening on YouTube, go ahead and hit the join button or the link in the description to become a member on YouTube. And if you're listening to this on the podcast feed, go ahead and become a member at theconfessionalspodcast.com/join. And you can hear the whole episode today.
Merkle Media.
This was all circulating around the base that a giant had been killed, but no one was supposed to talk about it.
I saw three long bony fingers reach up underneath the door, curl up to grab it, and then disappear.
When he came over to me, dude, he slithered over to me.
And this giant comes out of the cave and they're all frozen. And he starts running and firing at this giant. Well, the giant moves. He's got a spear in one hand, and he's running really fast and spears Dan and holds him up like this. Somebody yells, shoot him in the face, shoot him in the face. They basically decapitate him.
Got closer. When he got about 15 yards away from me, I raised that 12 gauge and I blow this head off.
I feel something pulling at my leg. And I look over, and there are two small gray entities pulling at me. And they're literally, I'm getting pulled off the bed.
I reach my hand into this bush, and I touch air. Couldn't breathe, and I couldn't move, because I know I'm seeing a monster.
Welcome to the show, everybody. You're listening to The Confessionals Podcast. I'm your host, Tony Merkle. Thanks for being here. If you have a crazy, wild experience you want to share with me on the show, go ahead and shoot me an email. My email address is contact@theconfessionalspodcast.com. That's contact@theconfessionalspodcast.com. Or go to the website, theconfessionalspodcast.com, hit the contact section, and you can reach me that way as well. Either way works for me, just get a hold of me. Also, go ahead and check out merkmerch.com for all your Merkle Media apparel needs. I'm wearing one of the shirts right now, and you can be too. If you go to merkmerch.com, also check out merklefilms.com. That's where we have all our documentaries like Sasquatch and the Missing Man, Expedition Dogman, The Shape of Shadows, all that stuff right there at merklefilms.com, available to stream on demand. All right, today we have Chris coming on the show, and Chris is somebody who has really a unique situation where it was a domino effect of events in his life that I think is all connected, where him and his mom had a UFO alien encounter, which was very strange. It happened again with him and his mom, both times they were driving. And then another situation happens where this happens for them first, and then a strange character pops up in their life starts doing maybe psychological testing with him, teaching him how to astral project out of his body, which carries him into adulthood. And he comes on today to talk about what happened as a kid, how it got him here, and what he thinks of the whole matter. Because I'll tell you what, friends, he's got some things to say that are very enlightening, and I hope you enjoy this conversation. Let's get to Chris right now. All right, today we got Chris on the show. Chris, what's going on, man?
Not much. How are you doing?
Man, I'm doing good. I'm doing good. So I'm glad we're here to talk. And you threw some, curveballs at me a little bit here, because when you brought up the FBI stuff, I was like, I don't remember reading that. And I'm looking at the email here and I do see. But we're not going to jump to that. I want to start off at how this all started for you and then how the FBI did get involved. Onto whatever level that is, but it all started like a bad story starts. I was in the car with my mom and a UFO snatched us, you know, like that's the worst story to start with, but that's what happened for you. So I'm gonna let you kind of share the details and how your life kind of got pushed down this trajectory.
Okay, so you know, I was 5 years old. My mom, she was a young mother. She was 16, 17 at the time. And I always hung out with her and her friends. I mean, not doing nothing mischievous. You know, back in the days, they, you know, cruising around and old roads and stuff was like that was not out of the norm. So we had been doing that all night. We came around a corner. Now, this is out in the countryside of the city where I live at. We have a very small city, right? I mean, it's pretty big, but everything around it is woods and farm fields. So, you know, all the teenagers like to cruise out. We used to like to cruise out there. So we were coming towards into town, came around a bend, and I remember looking forward, and it was like right in the front yard of somebody's house. It almost looked like, you know, If you have ever see a grinder and it's dropping the metal shavings, but a digital version of that, kind of pixelated. And as we got closer to it, everybody was, you know, just like looking over and, you know, in awe. And we stopped in the middle of the road. And then I remember looking over, and I remember it waving, like not had you know, wave out to me, and I could feel it or hear it in my head, trying to soothe me. And as I turn around, nobody's moving. Nobody in the vehicle is moving at all. Everybody's just frozen. And then that's it. And I come back to, and we're moving. And I remember asking, hey, you know, did anybody see? No, nobody seen nothing. It was just in my imagination. Nothing ever happened. About a couple of weeks later, Julie, which is a friend of my mother's, she actually did remember something, but, kind of not on the same detail as I did, but she did remember seeing that. So that kind of, you know, as a child, it kind of verified a little bit for me. So I felt a little better about that. And then, slowly memories started to come back, about the situation that, you know, did occur. But I do remember that, you know, there was no fear. It was almost like, you know, that long lost relative or somebody that really soothes you, you know, you feel comfortable with them more than you would your parents. I know it's hard to explain. So I felt no fear, no harm from them at that point. And then I kept having dreams, you know, leading up to the following situation that occurred. Just little spot dreams that, like almost like a past life. So after that, I mean, all this goes together.
Right. Before you go into the next stage, a couple things here. the lady who did remember, she was an adult, I'm assuming?
She was adult. Yeah, I mean, she was a teenager, but yeah, adult. Yeah.
What did she remember? Was it the same thing you remembered?
For the most part, she remembered seeing something weird that she couldn't describe, like physically, like as a being. And then she said that she remembered missing time is what she recalled it as. No interaction, no feeling, just the sight, and then just missing time.
So she experienced missing time. You described everybody being froze.
Yes.
So for you, that would be, I mean, do you think you had missing time, or did you see just time, like not even time freeze, because time didn't freeze for you, but just the people froze around you?
Yeah.
And from there, do you, like you said, you remembered things. Is that where we're going to go into the other parts, where how you remembered?
Yeah.
Okay. So before you go into that, though, I want to just back up to one more thing here. The pixelated aspect of this. What you saw, was it like a being pixelated, or was it like a UFO pixelation?
So it was like almost like you see on the movies, like that beam, but there was no like bright light as a beam. It was a pixelation, like a gold, fiery looking color, but it was, I mean, and then it bled down to a being, and the being itself was more of like, you know, wasn't like too pixelated, but it was still the same color and made out of whatever the same, you know, was coming down. And then you could see the bottom of the craft through the bottom of the craft. I mean, not too much because it was like cloudy. It's almost like it came through the bottom of the clouds. I mean, it was that way on the approach through the corner. And then the being and all that was, you know, like it almost looked like, I said, like metal flakes from a grinder, you know, how bright they are.
Yeah.
All of them coming down, and then it formed like a being.
Okay. So the pixelation, I mean, so we are talking about a UFO, a beam, and a being in the scenario.
Yeah.
And the pixelation was mostly the beam.
Well, yeah.
And the being.
So at the bottom of it, like where it meets the ground, was the being. The being was probably, I'd say, 6-7 foot tall, during like the you know, and then so above. So imagine this solid figure, right? Like the same colors, the pixelations, and above it you have like almost like a tube going up, but it's just made out of pixelation.
Hmm. Okay. Sounds good. I just wanted to get that image cleared up before we moved away, because I told you before we started, if I interject, it's because it may not be relevant later, or I might forget. And both probably would have been true on that one. So carry on, good sir.
Yeah, it's hard to cut to, you know, I kept looking back and thinking and trying to come up with an explanation. It's just like, that is it's hard to, unless you see it, it's kind of hard to understand with that.
Yeah.
But now, and the next route, we were not in the same area, but for the most part, we were. And this is where things kind of get a little weirder, to kind of validate the whole circumstance of everything going on. So once again, I was, 5-6. I mean, this is probably, I'd say, three, four months later. We were out with my mom's boyfriend at the time, and he had a truck. You know, one of the 90s models, F-150s. And I was in the back of the little, you know, cab. We were going through the farm fields, heading towards that way where everything occurred, back to, you know, to the area where I lived at. And I look out the back window of it, and I see this huge cigar-shaped object. And I remember turning around and trying to say something to them. And then, you know, they got a little bit out, and then I seen like bright lights approaching us from the top. And then all of a sudden, the same thing, except this time, I don't remember. I mean, like, as I do remember, but as far as like there was no frozen, me seeing people frozen or nothing like that. It just was like there and gone. But what made it stranger is that during the time, and I think the reason I can remember, or I think it has something to do with the younger you are. I guess the effect's a little different. Anyways, so as that approached, you know, I imagine looking out the window and seeing that above you, and then nothing, you don't remember nothing, and then coming back to. Well, when I came back to, and I believe everybody else came back to from the missing time, the vehicle was just dead in the road. The lights didn't work. The radio didn't work. It wouldn't start. Nothing would work at all. So, you know, there was no cell phones at the time. And so we had to end up getting out, walking back to where we came from to, you know, get a vehicle and call a tow truck. And once again, that nobody, you know, them two didn't remember nothing. I tried bringing up what I seen before it happened. So the next day when, you know, everything was done for and the vehicle did get towed to a mechanic shop, they ended up saying, hey, look, everything with the brain, anything electrical in the vehicle is fried. It's just done for. So, you either want us to fix it or get a new vehicle, be it, but everything electronic in that vehicle was done for. The brain was fried. They said, anything electrical, the truck wouldn't even start. No lights, no nothing. Once again, I tried to kind of bring that up, with my mother, but, you know, she played it off to, you know, just a kid, you know, imagination type of thing. But I mean, like, it did validate it for me a little bit more, you know, even though I have had some, you know, memory come back, But that there, that really made it stick with me that, hey, look, there is something going on. You know, you're not just being a kid at this point.
Yeah. It's one of those things where, especially back in those days, I mean, I'm looking at you and you're probably around the same age as me. I mean, the idea of what you experienced just 20 years ago. Imagine if you were 5 years old, 20 years ago. I mean, it just seems so bizarre. But now, in the last 6-7 years, the way things have gone, it's so common that I think we might forget and lose touch with how bizarre the idea of UFOs was for us as kids. Like, it wasn't something that was acceptable. It was something that was more than likely fake and sci-fi. Like, that stuff that we see in movies, it's just not real. If you say you saw a UFO, you're probably lying or crazy. But now we know it's a completely different scenario.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, back then it was, they didn't exist. You know, if you seen something, it was a plane, or, you know, we didn't have phones or anything to record anything. So, you know, of course, like, you know, and you know how it was back then, and there's probably some audience members that are a little bit younger, but, you know, we had movies out about UFOs, but it wasn't like today. So there wasn't that imagination play with it. As you know, it was kind of like a taboo subject in a way, you know, like very taboo. She also did tell me, you know, when as I kept bringing it up, you know, how kids are, I mean, it really had me, you know, at 5 years old, get turned six, it had me really screwed up in the head that, you know, like what happened that nobody else seen, besides one other person, you know, that experienced this, and that could, you know, ruin a whole truck, you know, and is it real? Is it fake? And, you know, and after the vehicle incident, I just knew, and plus the memories that are coming back, I just knew that what had happened. There was no question about it. I mean, the mechanic didn't even have explanation to it, because there was no thunderstorms, nothing that night. It was a clear summer eve, and I mean, nothing.
Who was all in the truck with you?
It was me and my mother, and then at the time it was one of her friends. Like, I say a boyfriend, but it was a male friend.
Gotcha. A guy that's a friend.
Yeah.
Both times mom was with you in the car.
Yep.
Or in the vehicle. Both times it happens in a vehicle. One thought is a personal question, which is, what did that do to your psyche as a kid, knowing that when you leave the house with your mother, you're not safe? But also, do you feel like there's a connection, the fact that you did go through these experiences with your mom, and you know, the fact that she's not really remembering it the way you do, like, what did that do to you growing up?
Yeah, it made me kind of lose trust, you know, like, or did not, I wouldn't say trust, more of like, who do I go to? You know, I mean, if and at that time too, her friend, the one that did experience that, for some reason, I know this is, you know, it sounds like, oh, it's too good to be true in the story, but she actually started babysitting me, and we became pretty close, you know. And I think it had something to do with that, you know, what we had went through. But yeah, you know, I remember every time we'd leave after that, I was always looking in the sky. If it was nighttime, it terrified me. And you know, nothing like that ever happened out and about like that, you know. But it did escalate to where sleeping became an issue.
This was a preview of today's member episode. If you like what you heard and you want to hear more of it, go to theconfessionalspodcast.com. Become a member if you're listening on the podcast feed. And if you're watching on YouTube, go ahead and click the join button or the link in the description, and you can become a member today on YouTube and get this show.
I didn't even realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a backseat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you, and even negotiates better rates on your bills so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Are you a fraud-paying American? It's a fact that one in four honest, hardworking, tax-paying Americans has been a victim of identity theft. With LifeLock Identity Theft Protection, though, if your identity is stolen, they fix it, guaranteed, and get you your money back. Last year, the IRS flagged over $16 billion in refunds for identity fraud. That's billions of dollars that could come from your salary, overtime, or second job. But this year, you don't need to stay a victim. LifeLock monitors millions of data points per second for your personal information and alerts you to threats you could easily miss on your own. And if your information does fall into the wrong hands, only LifeLock has U.S.-based restoration specialists who are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package. Because this tax season, fraud-paying American is something no American should have to claim. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart and save up to 40% your first year. That's 40% off at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply. Are you a fraud-paying American? One in four tax-paying Americans has been a victim of identity fraud. With LifeLock, if your identity is stolen, they fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Last year, billions in refunds were stolen. Could be from your salary, overtime, or second job. Gone. But this year, you don't need to stay a victim. Because this tax season, fraud-paying American is something no American should have to claim. Save up to 40% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.